Before we dig into this podcast episode, let me introduce myself super quickly if you're new here. I'm Chelsea, and I created a personal finance TikTok in May of 2022. Then 1 year later, I began cross-posting over on Instagram, which is also around the same time that I introduced my first two digital downloads, which are my two budget templates, one for personal use and one for self-employed people. Throughout my 20s, I've worked in marketing, and once my business started taking off, I decided to quit my full-time $73,000 salary corporate job in February 2024. That was seriously the best decision I've ever made, but it was also the scariest one I've ever made. My income in 2024 ended up being more than $200,000, something my corporate job could never without me slaving away for decades. Now I get to do something that I love, and it has given me so much confidence and motivation to make this year even bigger and better. I haven't shared this on my social media yet because I always do my income breakdown at the end of the month. However, since you're here and listening, this month I'm projected to make the most money that I've ever made in my life in 1 month. And honestly, it's an amount that I genuinely never thought was possible. It doesn't feel real. That amount is over $50,000. Like, what? The reason why I say projected income, though, is because I have a couple invoices due, so it does depend if I actually get paid or not, so stay tuned. The reason why I share this is because I think it's a great segue into today's episode, where I'll share with you my five biggest tips that helped me with my success online. So whether you're a small business owner, any type of entrepreneur, or you're just curious about this online world and how to be successful and do it yourself, then this episode is for you. My first tip might sound kind of strange, but that is, don't do it for the money. You're probably thinking to yourself right now, what do you mean don't do it for the money? You literally just talked about your success online. Well, let me explain. The reason why I say this is because when I first started my journey online, initially making money didn't even come to mind. I was in a place where I was miserable at my 9-to-5 and I wanted a creative outlet. I chose the personal finance niche because it was something I was incredibly passionate about. Becoming financially literate changed my life, and I thought it would be a pretty cool thing to start talking about online. I saw many creators in the States, but I really didn't see a lot of Canadian creators at that time talking about personal finance, so I knew that there was a gap in the market where I could possibly fit in. I tested out a lot of different things initially when I was making content, but in January of 2023, everything changed. I started a budget breakdown series literally using pen and paper and filmed that, and sharing different people's salaries and expenses and showing if spending changed how much they could pay off debt or save. This series blew up, and this is when my followers count really started to grow too. Everyone started asking me what tools I used to budget and track my spending, and at that time, I just had my own crappy looking spreadsheet that I had used for years. But this is what gave me the idea to build an even better spreadsheet that looked nicer and that was more friendly universally. I launched the template in May 2023, and I think my first month I sold just over $6,000. This was mind-blowing to me. I genuinely could not believe the amount of sales that were coming in. And keep in mind, my templates are only $9 and $15. I thought this would bring in maybe an extra $500 a month, which in Vancouver would help me a ton to just be more comfortable. But after that first month, I thought to myself that this might even be bigger than just like a fun side hustle. So now I was in a place where I was making content and I was super passionate about it, and I was also making money. But most importantly, I was helping people. The idea that I had a positive impact on people's lives was and still is the coolest and most rewarding thing about my job. The reason why I shared this part of my beginning days was because I focused on providing value and I did something I really enjoyed. And this ultimately created a really authentic and successful foundation to my eventual business. I think if you're chasing money from the very beginning and that is your primary goal, which I see a lot of people doing, it can lead to burnout very quickly. To be successful online, you need so much more than the want to just make money. There has to be a bigger why, in my opinion. I will also say, though, it's okay to start before you're truly ready. Trial and error is a big part of the process, but at least you can start to build momentum. My next tip, which I think a lot of people struggle with, and I did too, especially if you're putting yourself out there online, but that is that you can't care about other people's opinions of you. I will say this does take practice, but you need to have the ability to get there and put yourself out there. When I first started posting online, I wasn't afraid of judgment from people that I knew, and I didn't have any self-doubt really because I was really just posting for fun and to do something creatively. However, when a few viral videos happen, you get an influx of comments, and sometimes they're really nasty. I remember the first time I ever got a really rude comment, and I thought about it all day. And honestly, even days after, I'm not kidding. I felt so personally attacked, and I even started to question if this person was right. It was incredible how much an effect of one stranger on the internet could have on me. At this time, I was still learning about how internet trolls behave, and I knew in the future I couldn't feed into it. But this wasn't easy, but it got better with time. I will say, I think I'm very lucky because I often don't deal with a lot of nasty comments. Usually they're quite nice, or people make educated arguments about a topic, which I enjoy because it's a great way to hear from different perspectives. This May 2025, I've been posting online for 3 years, and I can tell you I genuinely do not give a crap about what they think about me anymore, whether it be people I know in my real life or people in the online world. This is an important mentality that you have to eventually be able to get to, otherwise you'll be emotionally drained. I have a rule now, and I've done this for about 6 months now, and I highly recommend this, and that is that I think of my social media accounts as my online home. If you're bullying, being nasty, or harassing myself or anyone else in the comments in my video, you'll be blocked. Simple as that. If you're simply being an asshole, you're done and you're not invited here any longer. And lastly, if you're afraid about what people will think about you in the real world that you know, it will just take time. A quote I love about this, and it's a great reminder, is this one by Gandhi. First, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. What this famous quote means is that at the beginning, people won't pay attention. Then they'll ridicule, then they'll oppose, but eventually, when you become successful, you'll gain acceptance. My third tip is huge, and this is kind of a 3-in-1, and this is that consistency, engagement, and providing value is key to success. Looking when you're trying to grow a community online, which is one of the most important parts about building a business, you cannot slack here. Being consistent and regularly showing up for your audience will build trust, and trust is huge. Be there for your audience and create a schedule that is attainable for you. I suggest posting once per day, but for you to get going and you can only commit to 3 times per week, do that, but stick to it. You want your audience to be able to rely on you. Engagement is a big one. You're in a space where people don't know you yet and they most likely don't even really care about you. This is the truth. So for you, show them how much they matter to you. Reply to your comments, reply to your DMs, and actively engage with your community. You also want to seek out like-minded people, so follow people within your niche and comment on their videos and engage with their followers. This is a great way to also expose your own account. This also shows that you care and that you're actively involved, which people love to see. Creating meaningful conversations with your audience will build loyalty over time. Then for the value portion, you need to serve your audience's needs, whether this be through education, inspiration, or entertainment. They need to continue to come back to you, but there has to be a reason for it. So you really need to understand not only your own content and purpose, but also what it is that your audience wants. You will not have it all sorted out right away, but slowly build towards this. For me, these three things were so important for me from day one. I showed up every single day posting a video, and as for the engagement part, this was huge for me. I see so many creators online barely replying to comments and leaving people just hanging in their DMs. This was not going to be me. I replied to almost everyone and just like comments whenever appropriate. And my DMs, I go through them, if not every single day, every other day. Especially now, it's so important because I'm running a business and I want to be able to answer everyone's questions. And lastly, value. I know what my audience wants and I continue to make content that you like and engage with. Now I also have the option of asking my audience what they want to see more of. Not only do I get fantastic ideas from this, but I also show that I care what my audience thinks and that I take all of that into consideration. All of these things that I've mentioned will keep your audience coming back. My next tip, which some people disagree with, is to focus on a niche first. This is important for several different reasons, in my opinion, because to attract a loyal, engaged, and yes, a converting audience, you'll need this. Look, social media is a super crowded space, and if you want to grab people's attentions, it has to be for some reason, right? If you pick a niche that you're passionate, knowledgeable, and skillful at, you'll become known for that, and it will make people come back to your account. Not only does this help to build an audience, but it will also help you. Building an online business will take consistency, which I already touched on a bit, but that means that you have to continue to post content around something over and over again without getting bored, uninspired, or worse, burnout. So it's important to pick something that you're really good at and enjoy. I think the secret sauce too is that you're helping people. If you can make content around all of these things, you'll put yourself in a really good spot. Just because you pick a niche, it doesn't mean you can't test out different things, but I wouldn't stray away too far from it. As an example, let's say you have a small side hustle right now as a dog walker, but your dream is to quit your 9-to-5 and do this full time. Some content ideas that I immediately come up with within this niche would be basic skills training, treat reviews where the dogs get to choose, food education, day in the life in a dog walking business, safety tips, local dog-friendly parks in your area, leash training tips, funny and cute dog moments. I mean, the list really goes on. So this is just to show that no matter what niche, you can come up with endless content ideas that will show authority in your niche. So while creating content around this, you'll also attract a targeted audience. The reason why this is so important is because you're building an audience that clearly cares, is curious, and wants to know more, and that will eventually trust you. This right here, my friends, is the perfect recipe for having a converting audience. This is important because when you eventually launch any products or services, you already have an audience perfect for it. Not only this, but when you get to a point of growth where brands are starting to look your way, they will pay a premium to put their products in front of your targeted audience. If you're having a hard time finding a niche, I encourage you to do this exercise. First, reflect on your strengths. Make a list of all your skills, talents, and expertise. Think about things that you're naturally really good at or have gained experience in over time. Ask yourself if there's something that people often come to you for help with. Second, you want to identify your passions. Think about what excites, energizes, or motivates you even when no one is paying you to do it. And lastly, find an overlap between skills, passion, and demand. This will take some research to find gaps in the market. My final tip, which is for when you get to the point of making money, but that is to diversify your revenue streams. If you followed steps 1 through 4, you'll be well on your way. The average millionaire has at least 7 streams of income, and this is what I want you to strive towards. When you work in the online space, it's so important to have multiple streams of income because it will make things so much more comfortable for you. I first started making money in May 2023, and I started selling my $9 and $15 templates. The best part about this product, though, is that it's completely passive. Yes, it took a god-awful amount of hours to create and perfect, but once I actually launched the product, I was making money in my sleep. Later on, I introduced one-on-one budgeting calls, custom budgets, creator calls, and affiliate links to products I use and enjoy. I've also gotten to a point where I'm making money from brand partnerships, and because I have such a targeted audience and account, they pay a premium to advertise with me. The key thing here that has made me successful is the mix of passive and active income producing products and services. Relying on a single income is risky, especially in the online world. You don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket. Being self-employed, your income will most likely fluctuate, but having multiple streams will smooth that out a bit. So if 1 month, for example, one source is much lower, then other sources will help fill that gap. As an example, I don't have a sponsorship payout every single month, but my digital products, calls, and custom budgets have proven to remain steady. Another important thing to know is that it helps build financial security and it will allow you to scale your business effectively. A diversified income stream means that you have a safety net in case one stream completely dries up, as I mentioned, and you can also scale your business without overextending yourself. This is especially true when you have digital products where you make money passively. When you start making money passively, it lets you grow your revenue without constantly trading your time for money, which will enable you to focus on bigger projects. Okay, so let's recap quickly the five tips that I have that fundamentally helped me in building my online business. Number one, don't do it for the money. Focus on value and impact, and the money will eventually follow. Number two, don't care about people's opinions. Trust your vision and ignore the noise. And third, a three-in-one, consistency, engagement, and providing value are key. Show up regularly, connect with your audience, and always aim to provide a ton of value. Fourth, focus on a niche. The more specific you are, the more you can stand out in a crowded place and show authority. Lastly, eventually diversify your income stream, protect your business, and create stability for long-term growth. If there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Building a successful business takes time, dedication, and arguably, most importantly, authenticity. There's no shortcut to success. Connecting with your audience, building a community, and delivering value will take time, but they will be the building blocks for sustainable success. So start where you are today, even if you're not ready, because trust me, you never will be, and take small steps every day and trust the process. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Balanced Pursuit podcast, and I'll catch you in the next episode.